This week, Jacksonville City Council delayed a vote on a crucial first step toward fixing a nearly decade-old pension crisis. As WJCT's Peter Hayden reports, a local police union says time is ticking because it's getting harder to recruit new officers without guaranteed benefits.
If you were a police officer, would you come to work for the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office?
Compared to going to some other place where the pension's more stable, it's funded by the city properly, starting pay is 15, 20, 25% higher. If you have experience, they'll pay you for experience at these other municipalities. Tell me which one you would choose.
That's Jacksonville Fraternal Order of Police President Steve Amos. He says JSO's requirement of a four-year college degree and low starting salary, just over $36,000, makes recruitment tough. Add to that the city's high rate of violent crime and uncertainty about pension benefits, and it's an increasingly hard sell. In a video posted to the union's YouTube site, Jerron Howell discusses why he left JSO to work as a police officer in Tampa.
20 years down the road, when it's time for me to retire, I wanted to make sure that I had an actual pension and something to look forward to. But the way things are going with the city, I couldn't see that really happening.
According to the mayor's office, the city would need to come up with an additional $40 million every year to fully fund Jacksonville police and firefighter pensions under the current benefit structure. Peter Hayden, WJCT News.